I'm talking with Jennifer Tennekin, producer of the film The Stagecoach Bar and American Crossroads, documenting the historic watering hole in Wilson, Wyoming, just south of Jackson. The film is sponsored by the Jackson Hole Historical Society and Museum. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Grady.
What a great project, making a film about a bar. But as I understand, the Stagecoach was and still is, perhaps, more than just a bar. It's a community gathering place with all sorts of characters that have passed through over the years. What spurred the idea behind making the film?
I had done a short film on Bill Briggs for the Wyoming Short Film Contest in 2009, and if you're going to do a film on Bill, you have to film him playing music at the Hoot and also at the Coach. And that was really the first time I had ever been in the bar, and it was on a Sunday night. And I was just impressed by the feeling of community in ways it doesn't feel like a bar as I'm used to a bar. I mean, there probably wasn't that much drinking going on that Sunday night, and certainly not a lot of, well, maybe flirting, but not so much being hit on by anybody.
Yeah. I understand. Where are you getting most of the footage for the film?
We're getting a lot from the community here. We've sort of put out, APBs for archival material, home photos, 8mm film, Super 8, anything that's been shot over the years. And it doesn't specifically have to be, you know, inside the Stagecoach Bar or outside the Stagecoach Bar, but Wilson and the Valley, things that are evocative of the eras that we're covering. And since we're starting in the 40s and going to the present, that covers a fair amount of territory.
Does the film document mostly the early days, or does it evolve over time?
It evolves over time. I think the way it's set up now, and obviously that could change, we're in post-production now, so things are evolving. But it's basically a four-act structure, with each of the acts being divided into 20 years. So Act 1 is the 40s and the 50s, Act 2, 60s and 70s, and so on. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll be kind of an equal spread, but, you know, the beauty of it is this sort of overarching view of cultural change and evolution of community over the period.
The film will explore those changes, and certainly I expect it will explore some of the music that's been played there and some of the musicians. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think a lot of people believe that, or not aware that music was a part of the Coach scene before the Stagecoach Band came on the scene, which was in February of 69. And in my research, I've found out that there were a fair number of dances there, and they might have been more impromptu kind of arrangements and also potlucks, but bands would play there. The Johnson Family Band in particular would come down from Red Top, and so this sort of informal, kind of almost a barn dance. And then I think that evolved to the beginnings of the Stagecoach Band, which again was pretty informal. Ron Scott, I think, had an arrangement with the bartender at the time, who would ask him if he would come in and play some music to break up some of the fights and or distract people. So Ron would come in and play guitar and sort of wander around, and it was very much like a wandering musician in the establishment. And I think he invited Bill Briggs. There were three of them for a while, and they just kind of wandered from table to table or group to group, and that's the way it was for quite some time until it became a more formal situation where they kind of set up in one place. And then John Seidel at some point joined the band in the 70s and got them electrified. You know, it's been sort of ever-evolving group of musicians to the one that is currently there, and most of the musicians who are currently playing have been there for over 20 years.
Wow.
Phil Round, Derek Huffsmith, Ed Domer, Christine Langdon, and, you know, I mean, just, it's just got a great rotation of people.
As far as the music goes, you don't have some of the old historic recordings, but you do have a soundtrack that's been made, right?
We do. We've done some recordings over in Ben Winship's studio, Hen House, over in Victor. And we tried to include some music that we felt was representative of that era. And I talked to a member of the Johnson Family Band who was actually nice enough to supply some photos of the band in the coach. And, you know, I mean, there were some staples that they would play. Turkey in the Straw, was it Golden Slippers?
Yep.
I don't know. These are all, you know, I mean, they were all traditional.
Sure.
And so we did have them do a few of those to just be able to include in the soundtrack.
Well, I got a sample of a few of the songs that are coming up on the soundtrack, and we'll play one now. Tell us about I Live in Jackson Hole.
I Live in Jackson Hole was written by King Soul Beast, who I think is a cousin of Jerry Sylvie, who actually plays with the band now and again and introduced it to the band. And the lyrics that you hear in this particular rendition are by Phil Round. And the beautiful part of this is, you know, I mean, it was kind of written probably as a spoof of the Jackson Hole cowboy culture, but it has totally been embraced by the Jackson Hole cowboy culture.
Performing the song is Phil Round?
Yeah, Phil is singing it.
All right, here we go. It's I Live in Jackson Hole.
Lying in the street, a beautiful damsel I chanced to be. And I said, hey, baby, pick me up, clean me up, take me home. You know I'm much better than I look to you right now. She said, you musicians, you're all such filthy pigs. Bill Briggs is the man I digs, 'cause he lives in Jackson Hole. Well, I ride in the rodeo, I live in Jackson Hole, and I've been kicked in the head by a horse or two, and I am a guitar noter, just like old Dick Cheney, I'm a Wyoming voter, and I live in Jackson Hole. I was hanging out at the old real estate orifice, and I met this pretty little miss. And I said, hey, baby, how about you and me go look for a piece of land, you know, with a view of the Grand? I play guitar in the Stagecoach Band. She looked at me and said, there's a tree you'd look good hanged in, 'cause my name is Christine Langdon, and I live in Jackson Hole. Exhausts my list, but I live in Jackson Hole. Guitar.
We're in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, they told us once or twice. Quit playing cards and shooting dice.
We're in the jailhouse now.
in the Jailhouse Now from the Stagecoach Band. Jimmy Rogers' tune you may remember from the Soggy Bottom Boys version of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Brent Moyer, Phil Round, Ben Winship, Ed Domer, and the Stagecoach Singers, right? I'm talking with...
Yes, I think you could call us.
Yes. The Jennifer Tenick, and I think you were in the band there too, along with some other folks singing background. Very cool.
Yes, honorarily roped in, I believe.
Yes, well, that'll be part of the soundtrack of the film, The Stagecoach Bar and American Crossroads, you are producing. And what are you hoping to accomplish with the film?
I think we're hoping to have an examination of community and sort of an appreciation of cultural changes that have gone on over the 7 decades that we're covering. You know, what I think is going on today in a lot of different areas is there's just a lot of polarization and things are very divisive. And the great thing about this story is that it's just engaging, it's entertaining, it's set in a bar. But it's using the bar as a lens to look at community and cultural change. And so I think it's a really great way to get sort of take a backwards route into some of these issues that turn out to be very divisive. What's important to us? What's important historically? How do we balance economics with the preservation of history? How is the community changing in good ways and bad ways? What should we worry about saving? I think it gives you a window into these subjects that can be very divisive and allows you to appreciate things that you might normally just take for granted.
When do you hope to release it?
We hope we have a finished film by January.
Great.
And part of the goal is to not only have local showings, but to offer it to Wyoming PBS.
Where can people go to find out more about that and the project?
If they want to find out more about the Stagecoach Bar and American Crossroads, I think the easiest thing to do is go to my website, which is gen10productions.com. It's J-E-N-T-E-N productions.com. And on the homepage right there is information on the Coach Film Project and how to donate. And if you want to go, you can link to our Facebook page. Also on my website is a page dedicated exclusively to the film.
What a great project. Certainly looking forward to it. And we've got a couple of more songs we'll play from the soundtrack. There's even one called the Stagecoach Boogie. Tell us about that one.
Stagecoach Boogie was written by Phil Round, and we heard him on lead vocals. And it's a great song. It encapsulates everything about the Sunday night experience. And I would encourage anyone who hasn't been to the bar on a Sunday to get there, because this is a killer to dance to, because they keep pumping up, as you may have noticed, they keep pumping up the tempo. And it gets pretty frenzied at the end.
All right, Jennifer Tenickin, producer of the film The Stagecoach Bar and American Crossroads. Good luck, and here we go with the Stagecoach Boogie.
Parking in the front, parking out back, they do the Stagecoach Boogie all the time. They do the Stagecoach Boogie and they roll down the line. Get the chance to do the Stagecoach Boogie, you'll be feeling fine. And when Billy Briggs sings, you can even roll down.